Welcome back to another episode of Kate and Isaiah Living Large. I'm Isaiah.
And I'm Kate.
And on this episode, we are being reunited finally. Even though you guys have gotten a chance to watch all the episodes that we produced back in January, we are finally back together to talk and give life updates and all that fun stuff. How's it going?
Pretty good. How about yourself, Isaiah? How was your trip? Tell us all about it.
It was great. Being gone for almost 2 months is a little too long. Yeah. That is what I've discovered. But I got to experience some awesome stuff. I got to go to a St. Patrick's Day parade, which I've never been to. I don't know why we don't have one in St. John. We're such an Irish town that we feel
like it's winter.
Yeah, but it's not that winter.
Yes, we get a storm almost every year on St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, but
I don't know why I'm antagonistic in our first 5 seconds online.
Already at it. it was great. I got to experience some cool stuff. I got to go to Sundance, where they do the film festival.
Oh yeah, was the film festival on?
No. They do like that, like the middle of the summer or something like that.
Okay.
It's like a ski resort in the winter. But oh, cool. It's pretty beautiful up there.
Did you go skiing?
I did not go skiing.
Do you ski?
I do not ski. Okay. I don't do winter sports.
Okay.
I don't do winter.
All right, mister. Let's have a parade in the middle of winter.
Well, that's different. I do parades. And St. Patrick's Day.
So you drink beer is what you're telling me.
Not a hidden secret.
Yeah, it's true.
What's new with you? What have you been up to since I've been gone?
Well, I'm a year older.
Oh my goodness, that's right.
You missed my birthday.
I did.
I'm really mad about it. No. Year older. Been doing a lot of comedy. Been really more comedy than I had ever done before. It's been really an epic couple of months on that front, which is super fun, and lots of music, and feeling, you know, pretty good about the last couple of months, except I kind of told you this offline. I had a moment where I realized, and I don't know for certain because I've not been on a scale, I'm confident that I've gained the bulk of my weight back that I've lost last year. And was feeling pretty down about it in the last couple of months, and was like, this is not good. I literally have a podcast about this topic. And I was thinking about a few things, like, how did it get this way? And one of the things that was like part of the reason we have the podcast is for our own check-ins. And when we pre-record a bunch of episodes, which was awesome, we were so happy to stay updated. I didn't have my like every couple of weeks check-ins. Yeah. Not that that's the only reason. There's all been all kinds of factors, but I realized that I really need this as much as I enjoy doing it.
Yeah, I was saying, we didn't get to do our every week check-in. Kind of a little downer. I'm super happy we're back though.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. And I mean, you started the new job, so you do a lot, you're traveling a lot more.
Which that's the other major part, is that the gym schedule I've talked about this on the podcast before, the gym schedule that I developed before was excellent. I would go 3 or 4 times a week, 5 PM, and I could squeeze it in amongst all my other activities. And I loved Afterburn and like loved all the people that I worked out with. And it was a really successful schedule for me. And now everything else in my life is going so great now. Like, I'm so happy in my job. I'm so happy with all the stuff that I'm doing, and everything is terrific. But I lost that workout. And if you'll recall, when we had Dr. Mike Pelkey on, one of the things he told us, he said, while it is food intake is the bulk of the reason people lose weight, people maintaining that weight loss is exercise.
Right, right.
And that went away.
Yeah. And so I know we had talked about you trying to do walking and stuff, but winter, it's a little harder to do as well, right?
It is. And then I realized that some of the old issues that had come from being severely overweight and inactive had come back. Like, I caught, and a couple of things happened. One, I caught a bad cold about a month ago. Man, I'm a Debbie Downer at the beginning of this episode. But I caught a cold, and like people do in the winter. And then in the aftermath of that, I was just walking to my parking spot, which is about a block away, which is really should be no big deal. And I had to stop for a break because I couldn't breathe. And I was like, and it used to be that it was like my back pain and knees that would ache, and that was the reason that walking was hard. But I was like, oh my God, I can't breathe. And then I went kind of down a mental spiral of like, oh my God, I'm such a failure. Why is this happening to me? I did so much, and I speak about this so often. Like, how is this happening, and all that negative self-talk that we've talked about and we know is bad and we know is like, but it went right. It all went there, and I was like, you're such an idiot, like, how did you let this happen, you're a failure, all of those things that are completely normal. And I had to, like, as I kind of pulled over on the sidewalk, for lack of a better term, so people could pass, I was like, like, it was really not good. And so then I was like, because I'm a person of action, right. I dealt with that and drove home from Fredericton that day and was like, okay, I got to do something. And this is the thing with me. I knew things had been creeping up because I kind of know, but I kind of put it out of my head and was like, no, everything's fine. Everything's great. Like, I'm so happy, blah, blah, blah. But I had a conversation with my mom, and my mom is absolutely the best person to talk to in the moment.
Yeah.
Because she gets it. She's understanding. She's so wonderful to talk to. Sometimes the aftermath of that she follows up because she loves me.
Yeah.
And that's what, and sometimes I'm like, oh, I don't want to talk about it now. But she is literally the best person to make something real. For me, that's like a thing that happened. So I did that, and she was really understanding. And that happened about 2 weeks ago, 2 or 3 weeks ago. And from that moment, I started walking every day.
Nice.
And not a lot.
That doesn't matter. Any little exercise is good.
And every day, every work day, I should say. The weekends have been a little bit not as much, but every work day. And one of those days, there was like a random massive ice storm. I walked outside and I walked half a block and I was like, I don't want to break an ankle. And I turned around and walked back, but
you still did it.
The pattern was there.
Yes. That is key, really, right? I think you probably walk more on the weekend than you think.
I don't think that I do, yeah, Isaiah.
I know that I do. I do a lot more walking than I think on the weekend because just out and doing stuff.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't do that. I suppose you're probably right. But but like, in terms of intentional doing stuff. Because if you'll recall, we made a pact to do the beer run again, and I've signed up and paid.
I haven't yet.
There's still time.
Yes, there is.
I took the early bird pricing. That's the reason why.
Yeah, I got to sign up. We made a promise, like, on CBC.
Yeah, we made a promise to Julia Wright. And when you say something to Julia Wright,
this is true. It's you have to.
You have to do it.
I don't want her to write a scathing review on my.
Yeah, like, because I think she might take the time on CBC Information Morning and be like, remember those people who came on to talk about their podcast? Well, they're a bunch of liars,
right? Oh no. She's been doing some awesome stuff.
Oh man, hasn't she? Oh my goodness. I wrote her a note the other day telling her, like, that homeless feature she did.
Yeah.
That was incredible. So if you are unfamiliar, and if you're listening from a place that is not St. John, New Brunswick, Julia Wright is our Information Morning host on the CBC. She's a great journalist, and she had 6 weeks off or so from the Information Morning desk job? Morning show. Stuff. And went out into the field and did some really in-depth reporting. And one of the pieces she did was on homelessness, or lack of housing, or whatever the PC term for it is. And it was so in-depth. Like, I'm a former journalist, so every time I had a question in my head, I'd read a few sentences and it was answered. And every voice that I was like, oh, it'd be really great to hear from X, it was in the story. It went right from the ground to government, to everyone in between, agencies that work on the ground with people. Like, it was incredibly done. Yeah, it was
really done. Highly recommend. If you haven't read it, go and find it. Actually, maybe I'll throw it in the bio below.
Oh, well, actually, you can on the, we can on YouTube. We cannot on Facebook.
We cannot on Facebook, but on YouTube, and it'll be in the description.
Yeah.
So people can go read it, because it's definitely worth
it. Yeah, but she's been really killing it lately. But in short, to bring it back to the point task at hand, we don't want her to call us liars.
Oh, no.
Or to even think ill of us.
That's right. So, yeah, I definitely have to sign up. I also have, I've been traveling. When I was in Utah, I was going to go to the gym. I did it twice.
Okay, well.
I went to the gym twice. There was like the first 2 days I was in Utah. I'm like, oh, there's a gym in my hotel. I'm gonna go to the gym in the hotel. It didn't last very long.
It's hard. Like, the winter is hard anyway. You take yourself out of your comfort zone, and then you were eating out all the time, I presume.
All the time. It was, yeah, most I unless I was having like a sandwich, sometimes I would do just like a sandwich.
Yeah.
Because my hotel didn't have like a kitchenette thing. It just had a fridge.
Yeah.
So I had cold cut sandwiches every once in a while. But yeah, I was eating out like almost every day.
Breakfast, lunch, dinner.
Yeah.
Like, and even if you pick healthy choices over time, there's just so much stuff that you don't necessarily, you know, have meals at home. You sometimes just like, oh, I'll just have this macaroni and tomatoes, and it's not the best meal, but it's also like not also not terribly many calories, unless you eat like three bowls of it, which I did also recently.
I tried to avoid doing. I had McDonald's maybe twice while I was there, and I like did Wendy's and Burger King once, but I tried to avoid like those fast food restaurants. But it was still not healthy stuff I was eating. Like, there's one spot that I ate at a little too much, which is called Cup Bop, which is basically like a rice. And then I call it a glass noodle, but I don't know the actual name of the noodle.
So like what they make like japchae out of or whatever.
Yeah. That noodle. And then cabbage with like Korean barbecue beef.
That's delicious.
And hot sauce. And it was just in this bowl all mixed together.
Sounds great.
It's really good, but it's definitely not good for you.
Well, not that bad.
Not as bad.
Definitely worse things.
Yeah, it's not a burger from McDonald's, but it's definitely not as healthy as it could have been.
Well, you know, like you say, and I part of my problem in the last few months too is I've been eating out a lot. Yeah. I find just hunkering down and meal prepping and all of those things, everything was just, I felt so overwhelmed in the last couple of months.
Yeah.
Just, and I know, and there's so much, like I will reiterate, there's so many good things happening in my life that I'm so happy about, but I'm having these real moments of like almost inability to function.
Yeah. Do you have an idea what's causing that? Is it just a lot of change in your life now kind of all accumulating?
I think that's part of it, but I also think part of it is I'm just not feeling good about myself.
Yeah.
And then that leads to low energy. And then there's two things. Like one, I know, like I said at the top of the episode, I've gained some weight. So I'm feeling, and then so there's the actual weight gain that doesn't feel good.
Right.
And then there's the mental anguish of feeling like a failure that I'm trying to push down and be like all positive about it. But like,
yeah,
it doesn't, sometimes it just doesn't feel good, even though I recognize that part of that is culture, blah, 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 but it just doesn't feel good sometimes.
Yeah. I mean, it goes back to the conversation with Dan a couple of weeks ago, right?
Yeah.
Where he brought the same thoughts up, right? Is he felt like a failure and stuff because he was on his journey and then now he's gaining all that weight back.
And you know, that was an incredible episode. There's like, you haven't been in town, so you probably haven't felt this like I have, but there's a couple episodes that people have pulled me aside to talk about, who have watched. And one of them was Dan's.
Yeah.
And cause that was moving to have the interview in person. Like I think I walked away from that. And, he's such a nice, I'll backtrack. He's such a nice guy that I talked about. I was going to help a friend move that afternoon and it was frigid out and I didn't have any gloves with me. He was parked next to me and I was about to have a good cry about the episode. And he like knocked on my window. He's like, do you want my gloves? I declined, but I was like, just such a lovely man.
So nice.
And that was a powerful episode. So people pulled me on. So Dan, if you're listening, your episode really resonated with people. We've gotten a lot of feedback about it. And Dr. Mike Pelkies.
Yeah.
That's not how I refer to him when I see him, by the way. He's my brother-in-law after all. Mikey. that's one that I still like, that happened in January. I still get feedback about that one. And then the episode with Brian Godso.
Yeah. Feedback on that one. That's awesome.
I think because the comics started to watch it.
Right. Yeah. True. Yeah, I know, that's awesome. Yeah, we had a lot of great episodes in the last couple months. We plowed through a bunch of episodes in that like 2 week span I was home.
Yeah, we spent a lot of time together by that point, and we're like working on other people's schedules. I felt like I was like here and then off to another commitment, then back here for.
But yeah, it's really good to be back in the other though.
Yeah, it really is.
I'm happy that we're back. It's going to be, I'm sure we're going to come up with some great episodes.
Oh yeah. It's going to be, I'm looking forward to what spring brings and summer and like gearing up for the walk. Goodness, yes. We'll talk about that.
Yeah. When is that again?
It's June, right? Please tell me it's June, not May.
Hey, let's hope it's June. I am not ready if it's May. It's gotta be June.
It's gotta be June. We're gonna
have to look that up.
It's gotta be June. Please tell us it's June.
My hope is I'm going to start going back to the gym and getting back into some routine because it's been a minute. So that's my plan for the future right now is getting back gym, at least to do some cardio and maybe a little bit of weightlifting. I might just go with cardio for the first week and then switch over afterwards.
I really miss the weightlifting part of the going to the gym. Like, it's not as hard to get a little bit of cardio. And like, I mean, when a little bit goes such a long way right now,
right?
It's like, whoo, I walked down the block. That was a something. But I will say, even you can see progress right away in the last week and a half or 2 weeks of doing this and being consistent about it. I like zoomed to my park, and zoom is a stretch, but I didn't have to like take any breaks when I was walking to my parking spot.
That's good. Yeah. I mean, and that's kind of the whole point is just to be able to do the normal things that you should be able to do, right?
Eat, move, live. Yeah. Exactly. And that's the part that gets really, really weighs on me, so to speak, is when I'm like struggling to just function and I'm like, oh, this is not good.
I when I was in Utah, I did walk a whole lot while I was in Utah. I would say that. For whatever reason, when I travel, I walk way more than I do if I'm home.
Right.
Just going and seeing stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. You're a naturally curious person. Your wife's not here to drive you around.
Right. Got to get there somehow.
And probably better transit and better.
Oh, my God. The transit in Utah was so good. Like they have. I think I talked about this before we were leaving, but they have this bus, the UVX, which kind of like goes through the middle of the city and then around the two universities there, BYU and UVU. And it's free. You hop on and you just go. And amazing.
That is amazing.
And then the Front Runner goes from Provo, where I was staying, all the way up to past Salt Lake City and Ogden. And it's like $6 to get on.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah. So their transit is amazing. And I hope our transit can get back to some form of that.
You know, our transit is such a, St. John is such, and I don't knock the city for this because it's such a complicated city to have a good functioning transit system is because it's huge.
Yep.
It's spread out and it's not dense in population. So those are three factors that make public transit really complicated because if you don't have the usage and you don't have the density to make it worthwhile, it costs a lot of money to run buses. And I feel like St. John Transit's doing really incredible things, like bringing on that electric bus and the come to you and all of that stuff. I say this as a person who doesn't use it.
I love, like, that was one of the things when I that started just as I was leaving, is they brought on the pay through your phone thing, which 100% it will increase my use of it because who carries $2.75 around?
Right.
But if I can pay on my phone through an app, I can easily walk down the road, get on the bus and go uptown. I can go more places and walk around those places. And
right. No, it's quite a, we live in a pretty good city.
Yeah, for the most part.
Yeah. There's got some work to do, but who doesn't?
Yeah. Who does not have work to do at this point in time?
The other thing that happened while you were gone, and I think the ask of this happened just before you left, is I was asked to do a presentation to Eating Disorders Nova Scotia.
Yes, I meant to ask you about that actually. So how'd that go? What did you talk about? How'd it go?
Well, what they wanted is they asked me to do it because they'd actually seen us on TV. And they actually, I had previously worked with a person who was doing comms. So she reached out to me and wanted me to do like a presentation. There were some, because it's a Eating Disorders Nova Scotia, there were some things that I had to stay away from because it could be triggering for people. They didn't want me to talk about any specific weights or any specific weight loss generally, just about what it's like to be me.
Which, and it was one of your favorite topics.
Yeah, I know, right? It's like, oh, what a stretch. Like, that's really hard for me.
One of your favorite topics, you.
Somewhere, if my mom's listening to this, she's going, yep. Every time I look in the mirror, she's like, oh, you're looking at your favorite subject again. I'm like, leave me alone. Just making sure nothing's out of place.
And how'd it go?
It went great. We had about 30 people log in, and there were some great questions and discussion after. I put together a PowerPoint presentation.
Nice.
I will say, as much as I don't mind talking about myself, I like listening about two other people too. So like there's a part of the there's a reason that we're a team and it's not just like the Caitlin show.
Well, it's the Caitlin show.
No, it isn't.
There's a reason why your name's first.
Comes first alphabetically. No, sure. It doesn't.
It does not. Good try.
It sounds better.
So what were some topics you discussed with them? Like, what were anyone like real resonate to you?
I talked about like child, like I literally did a retrospective of like growing up and how I was a tall kid, which we've talked about a lot of basically what we talk about here regularly compressed into a 30-minute conversation where I left you out.
Well, you know,
and like I used pictures of myself as a little kid, you know, and then talked about like specific pictures and how I felt when they were taken and stuff like that. And that kind of thing. And, you know, talk about chairs and all the stuff that we talk about, travel, all of those things. And I was really open and honest because that's a real stretch for me, too. And was pretty vulnerable and like some really great questions. Somebody asked me about dating. There was one question that somebody was like, they didn't say this quite this way, but it's kind of stuck with me. They asked like, if I am online dating and there's somebody who's a bigger person, is it wrong for me to not want to swipe on them? Cause I'm just not attracted. And I said, no, don't, like, you're not hurting anybody by not swiping on them. Like, it'd be way worse to get into a relationship with somebody who you're not attracted to.
Yeah.
Cause everybody has types.
Right.
There are people that I'm not attracted to that I certainly don't swipe on.
Right.
For whatever reasons. And so like, no, you're not a bad person. Don't like push somebody over in the street or call them fatty or something, but like, geez.
Yeah. There's a difference, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's an interesting conversation to have actually.
Yeah.
But yeah. No, that's cool. It went well. The 30 some people.
Yeah. Yeah. Nice. Yeah. And also the people from Eating Disorders Nova Scotia put up, like, if we ever want to talk to any of their experts on this podcast, they're really open to that. I will have to do it
virtually,
but that's what this means.
I'm the tech guy. I can make it work.
Yeah. So that was really exciting and really fun, pretty emotional, but like really great.
Nice. That is, we probably will take them up on that offer at some point.
We definitely will. They've got some really cool stuff going on.
Do they? Awesome.
Yeah.
I think we're good. We got any last minute things you want to say?
What's going on? I'm just trying to think if I have any plugs.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, I can't think of any right off the top of my head. Music Festival, April 23rd, if you want to. I don't know. I don't know if you can go that, but April 11th, this coming Thursday, like tomorrow, you can come to Harborview High and watch the St. Mary's band play and the Harborview High School band play. That'd be kind of fun.
That's cool.
And I'm trying to think of my upcoming comedy gigs. I know I've got some. Oh, I'm hosting at Fusion East Point on Friday night.
This Friday?
This coming Friday, yeah.
Friday when this comes out?
Yep.
Nice.
Yes, which is this Friday.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, it's Friday.
Because we're back in time.
Woo! And then Lolfest is coming up, which seems pretty cool.
If
you guys haven't checked that out, Lolfest is coming up in 2 weeks.
Yes, on the 14th. This is Sunday night at the Imperial Theater. It features Chris Farley's brother.
Nice.
Cool. Kevin. And Lisa Baker, who's hilarious and from Newfoundland. I saw her last year in Hampton. Incredible comic.
Yeah.
And another guy. And it's being hosted by a local... John Forward.
Yes.
Hosted No Jokes Barred, longest running comedy show in St. John.
It is. Yes. And one of the people on Two Story Walk Up.
Yes. Four Story Walk Up.
Sorry, yeah, Brian.
He's one of the three on Four Story Walk Up, which featured Brian Godso, who was on a episode in early March.
That's right. That's right.
Two episodes in early March.
Well, I think that's it. Where can people find you on the internet?
People can find me on the internet. Don't know what that voice was. At Be Caitlin Dean on X, Caitlin Dean on Facebook. Friend me. What's wrong with me right now?
So much.
Fat Caitlin on TikTok, which I never update anymore. I'm really selling it. And at Kate D or Kated on Instagram. What about you, Isaiah?
I am Maritime Brews on all of the social medias. I've been pretty slack on updating any of that. But I do have some stuff probably coming soon. We are Kate and Isaiah Living Legend on Facebook. Here somewhere. And then I think we're going to start. I'm going to start trying to get us our TikTok up and running again. So you can find us, Kate and Isaiah Living Large, on TikTok as well.
That's awesome.
We'll start posting there again.
So ring the bell or whatever that we're supposed to say. Like,
yes,
share.
Yes. Don't forget, if you are listening on Spotify, you can find us on YouTube. And if you are watching on YouTube, you don't forget to like, subscribe, share, and click that notification button to let you know that we posted a new episode. But until next week, bye.
Bye.